Listening comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. There are three parts in this section with special directions for each part. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers in the recording. There will be time for you to read the instructions, and you will have a chance to check your work. The recording will be played once only. At the end of the test, you will be given 7 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now, turn to Part 1. Part 1. Directions. In this part, you will hear 8 short announcements or instructions. There is one question for each announcement or instruction. For each question, choose the right answer, A, B, C, or D. Then, on the answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer that you have chosen. Now, let's listen to the example. On the recording, you might hear,
Hello, this is the travel agency returning your call. You left a message about the holiday you've booked, asking which meals are included in the cost during your stay at Sunny Hotel. Lunch and dinner are free, but if you wish to have breakfast in the hotel, you will need to pay an extra amount of money, depending on what you order. Let me know if I can help you with any other information. Goodbye.
On the test book, you will read, Which meal is not included in the price of the holiday? A. Breakfast. B. Lunch. C. Dinner. D. All. The correct answer is A. Breakfast. We are ready to start. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 8. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 8. Question 1.
What will the weather be like tomorrow?
Here is the weather forecast. Today will be very cloudy, although it won't rain until the evening. The weather tomorrow will be the same as yesterday, sunshine and showers. But the weekend looks good. Plenty of sunshine and very little rain.
Question 2.
What will the man do first?
Steve, what are you going to do today?
Well, I've got to have my hair cut. But before I do anything, I need to ring Peter and see if he wants to play golf.
That's a good idea. You haven't played for a while, have you?
Question 3.
Where's the knife?
I'm glad we decided to stop here for our picnic. Can you find the knife for me and I'll cut up the cucumber? I packed it in the bag with the bread. Oh, but I used it to peel some oranges when we stopped in the petrol station, so it'll be with them. I hope it's big enough to cut up this pie.
Question 4.
What happened to the girl this afternoon?
You'll never guess what happened to me this afternoon. I was cycling over the bridge in town when there was this really strong wind and I fell off my bike. I didn't hurt myself, but my books were thrown onto the pavement and went everywhere. This really nice boy picked them up for me. It's lucky there were no cars around to drive over my bike, which was still in the road. I thanked the boy, then I picked up my bike and cycled away. I was really nervous.
Question 5.
Which man is waiting at the bus stop?
Oh, look! That's my new English teacher over there. See? He's waiting at the bus stop.
The young one with sunglasses and blonde hair. You always told me your teacher was bald and really old and got angry because he kept losing his glasses.
That was the teacher I had before. This one is really nice.
Question 6.
What time does the television program end?
Go to bed, Luke. It's already 20 to 11, and you've got to be up early in the morning.
Oh, Mum, just another few minutes. I'm watching this brilliant TV program about American football. It'll be over at 10:02, and I can be in bed by 10 past. Nobody in my class has to go to bed before 11 o'clock. It's not fair.
Question 7.
Which postcard will they send to Mark?
I'm getting this postcard of that bridge in the old city for my parents. And this church looks nice. Shall we send it to Mark? He likes old buildings.
But we haven't actually been there. We should send him a card of something we've actually seen. Here's the beach we went to yesterday.
But it looks horrible and crowded in that picture.
Oh, just get him the same one as you're sending to your parents.
Question 8.
Which present will the girl take?
I really don't know what to give Mrs. Alemano when I go and stay with her in New York. Do you think she'd like some perfume?
Well, you don't know her very well, do you? So I'd choose something like a scarf or just a box of chocolates.
I like your first idea best. It'll be much easier to carry.
That is the end of part 1.